listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Radio for the people. For the people.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations: Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's sales. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Jamie, we're back in the Devil's Lair with Jane Hobson. And Jane, who exactly are the Hobgoblins?
The Hobgoblins, that was my band from college.
Great name.
Thank you.
Now, are they reuniting, or you have a new album coming out? Tell us about the band and where we can find the stuff online.
For sure. So it's a band that I formed in college with a bunch of friends who, like, sadly, like, we don't live anywhere near each other. So the future of the band is looking like a little dismal. But we did record an EP like at the very beginning of the summer that we're still planning to release, hopefully by the end of the summer. So, like, I think it's four songs. And I think they're pretty good. And yeah, I miss playing with those guys for sure.
Wow. Now you are playing at Mickey's here in Madison in September. But we can also catch you at the Orton Fest on August 27th. Tell us about playing Madison's oldest music festival.
Well, it's really exciting. I grew up going to the Orton Park Festival every year and, like, watching the bands and seeing Cycropia and stuff. So it's really cool to, like, get to do it myself. Yeah, I'm, like, kind of nervous, but I'm very excited to do it. And I have, like, a new group who I'm playing with, and they're, like, really wonderful musicians, and we've been practicing, hopefully enough. So
this will be a full band then?
Yeah, it's a full band.
Is that a first for you to have a full band?
No. I mean, the Hobgoblins was like a full group, and I also gotcha. Had my dad band. I've had a few
okay.
a few different groups that I've cycled through. But yeah, this is a newer group. But these guys are really great musicians.
So obviously you have the solo performances and then the band performances. What do you prefer?
Well, truthfully, like, I don't play solo very often. This is like one of probably the only times that I've, like, sat down to do a solo acoustic before. Like, I normally do have, like, at least another person up with me. So you're hearing the most, like, stripped down versions of these songs.
Yeah. Wow. And now, who is going to be in the band that we're going to see at Orton Park? And what time are you playing there?
So we're playing at 1:15 on Saturday. So yeah, if you're there early afternoon, please come see me. And I'm playing with Pat Granson on drums, James Strelo on the guitar, and I think he's also going to play some pedal steel. And then Ivan, and I'm totally blanking on his last name, is playing the bass. He's a great bassist.
And, well, let's get back to some live music with Jane Hobson in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Jane, this next song is brand new, and it's called Lisa. Tell us about Lisa before you play.
So this song is inspired by a horrible nightmare that I had recently. About a friend, like, in the nightmare, like, one of my close friends, like, died after I made, like, ugh, a horrible joke, and, like, I really took it as my fault. So, like, this is, her name was not Lisa. Her name happens to rhyme with Lisa, but I'm not gonna say it. So this song is kind of inspired by that particular nightmare, and it's kind of like a folk song. It's my attempt at kind of a folk song.
Wow.
All right, well, let's check it out. It's Jane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream about Lisa. A mysterious caller told me she died. I didn't wanna believe her, so I pushed through. I was living life. I went through my day as if nothing was wrong. I didn't ask any questions, but suddenly minutes were taking too long. I suddenly couldn't forget her, so I called up her mom and her boyfriend. I called up her brother, I called up her pa, but nobody answered to tell me what I heard it was wrong. Oh, Lisa, Lisa, wake up, dear. Please tell me what happened to you. Oh, Lisa, Lisa, wake up, dear. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. Lisa was the nice girl who lived across the hall. She always asked too many questions. Her hair was jet black and her posture was tall. She always took people's directions. One day she asked me what she ought to do if she failed at her job in Alaska. I told her, don't worry, just jump off a bridge and you'll never have to go back there. I laughed as I said it, I didn't mean a thing. She smiled and nodded her head. Deep down, Lisa listened to everything. I didn't think that she'd wind up dead. She took my words to heart. She didn't know not to listen. She was too easily swayed. She wasn't the same. I visited Lisa's hospital room. I'm so, so sorry I cried. But there's nothing to fix it. Death, it still loomed. I said it's too late, but please know I lied. I walked home that day and decided never to speak again. To follow that rule, to abide it. I couldn't believe that I'd hurt a friend. Oh, Lisa, Lisa, wake up, dear. Please tell me what happened to you. Oh, Lisa, Lisa, wake up, dear. I'm so sorry for what happened to you.
Beautiful. Jane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Sync Radio. I think that was my favorite song of the night so far.
Thank you.
It was like a sailor song.
Kinda, yeah.
It almost had this like sailor feel to it.
Arr, bust up the rum.
Yeah, it's like my fake folk song. I've never written a folk song ever before, but
I think it's a real folk song now.
Yeah.
I guess so. Thanks.
Jane, what is in the future for you? What is in the future for Jane Hobson?
In the future for me, well, you know, who's to really to say? I'm going to keep playing music, keep recording. And I work at a coffee shop right now, so baristaing is definitely in my future. I mean, I recently graduated college, but I think I am probably going to choose like the path of the struggling artist for a while and continue to do food service jobs.
That'll give you plenty to write about.
Yeah, well, I hope so. And I hope I can enjoy it and meet a lot of cool people.
And tell us your website once again.
If you want to follow me, you can follow me either on Instagram, which is like my Instagram, it's Jane Hobb Daughter, which is a joke. And then my Facebook page is Jane Hobson Music.
Now, you have another song for us, and this one is a little older. It's called Virus.
Yeah, it's called Virus.
Tell us a little bit about this song before you play it.
As I'm sure you can guess from the title, like it's a little bit pandemic inspired. I wrote it in 2020. And you know, it's a metaphor for both like a, you know, a physical virus, but also just like a virus in your head. when you like can't get over something, you know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and ask Jane a question, here she is right now, Jane Hobson, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I can't get you out. I tried to cough you out. I tried to spit you out. Why can't I get you out? I can't get you out. 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 I push you away, yet you always stay. You always remain. I don't wanna play this game. I pray no more of you. I'm so sick of you. The things you're doing to me, I can't undo. I can't get you out. I tried to cough you out. I tried to spit you out. Why can't I get you out? When I fall asleep, you're in my dreams. You ask for forgiveness, but it's not what it seems. Some type of therapy. I take a catastrophe, screaming in caves the way, expelling your energy. I can't get you out. 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 Deep inside, that's where you hide. Drawing you out with a flame to find you multiply. I can't get you out. I tried to cough you out. I tried to spit you out. Why can't I get you out? I can't get you out. I can't get you out. I can't get you out.
Very nice. Shane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Tomato Pies and Jane Hobson, they go up together perfectly. The tomato and the beautiful vocals.
I appreciate it. I agree. I love pizza.
Hey, I know we're, that was, I think that was the last script. So do you have some bonus songs? You have one or two? Maybe you can fill in. We got about 15 minutes here 15 before. Minutes.
Yeah. I have some songs I can keep going.
I think there's a throwback that you have. It's called Skateboard.
Yeah. It's from my album Early College.
Oh, tell us about that song.
It's a song I wrote while I was living alone. It's a deeply kind of a lonely song. CA kind of described it to me once when we were recording it. He was like, "Oh, it's a solipsism," which I thought was a really fancy word to describe it.
I think I need an English degree for that.
Yeah, that's a word.
You better tell Jimmy what it means.
Solidism? Is that what you said?
Solipsism. It's like when like you only have an understanding that like the self exists. Mm. That's my understanding of it.
You just taught us something tonight. Thank you.
Should I play?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear your skateboard.
This one I normally play with like a full band. It's like a little rockin', so yeah, forgive me for the lack of a full band.
Rocker can drum for you if you want.
Yeah, drumming on the table is in here. Okay, cool, cool. Lost an earring in my apartment, and a part of myself as well. I don't even look in the mirror, I just run my fingers across the empty skin. My hands cold from the dishes, can't dry them till the water runs clear. I'm exhausted by the chore and I go running out the door. But when I come home, there is always more. I can't sleep at night. The bed bugs, what if they bite? Sleep the whole night through. I tried to ride your skateboard, but I got scared the cars were staring as I tripped off the platform. Every time I passed over a sidewalk crack, something died. I'm considering a bath, but I'm afraid the tub looks gross. Oh, I wish I could find words much prettier than this, but in the bathroom, this is how it goes. On the phone to forget that I'm alone. Oh, those few minutes exist to keep me calm, just to resist the feeling that I am so utterly unknown. I tried to work down my budget to $3 a day, but I found myself drowning my consumption. Candy wrappers, the receipts of things I do not need. I can't sleep at night. The bed bugs, what if they bite? I am so far away.
Beautiful. Jane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie. We really appreciate you coming in tonight. I know it's kind of on short notice, and this has been a treat. I love your songwriting. I really do.
Thank you. No, it's such an honor to be here. I don't think I've ever played like live on the radio ever, so it's pretty cool.
You know, we hear that a lot, and it's fun to do. I love live music on the radio. In fact, to our new listeners listening up in Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau and even Waukesha or here in Madison, if you're a musician and you want to let the people hear your music, we would love to have you on the show. Just send us an email, or actually just hop on the website, maxincradio.com. Send Rocker a message, and we'll get you a date in the Devil's Lair. Your career will be never be the same afterwards.
Now, Jane, I think that you have a song. We've been talking about the Hobgoblins, your old band, mm-hmm. who will be releasing an EP, but you have this song that's almost FCC compliant. It's Where the F Am I?
I just call it Where Am I, but yeah. It's right. Where the F Am I, basically.
Where the F are we? We're on the radio, so we just say the word F. this is brand new, unreleased.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us about this song.
I played it a bunch of times with my old band. So, you know, shout out to anyone listening from Oberlin College who's probably heard me play this like a bunch of times. But I just started playing it without the Hobgoblins, very sadly. But I miss them a lot every time I play it. I guess it's a song about, if I had to describe it, I would say it's about just feeling out of place, a little confused. Yeah.
I think we can all relate to that. We got about we got about 5 minutes until the top of the hour. So it's Jane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a mosquito in my room. Ants under the bed. Creepy crawlers on the walls. Bees buzzing in my head. It's hot as hell in here, but it's freezing over there. I only feel okay when I'm sitting in my chair. Where the F am I? Gotta get out of here, you. Take me anywhere. There's a roof on top of the house. Why am I staring at the stars? Is it raining on my head? Or am I raising false alarms? There's dust floating in the air, cracks on my window pane, glass bottles on the floor. I'm running down the drain. Oh, Jane. Gotta get out of here, you. Take me anywhere. Where the F am I? Where the F am I? Gotta get out of here, you. Take me anywhere. You took me all the way here. Thank you. FMI. Gotta get out of here, you. Take me anywhere. Where the FMI? Where the FMI? Gotta get out of here, you. Take me, take me. Anywhere.
There it is. Jane Hobson live in the Devil's Lair. My goodness, Jane. Thank you once again for coming in and sharing your music with us. We love it.
Thanks so much, guys. I love being here.
So what September day are you playing at Mickey's in Madison?
Mickey's is going to be September 23rd, playing with The Smells.
The Smells at the Mickey's. That's going to be awesome. And August 27th at the Orton Park Festival here in Madison on the east side, part of the Festies. Do you have any other shows coming up?
Not that I know of in this moment.
Okay. And so you're...
contact me if you want to give me a gig.
Oh, all right. That sounds good. And your song and video are released August 19th, this coming Friday.
Yeah, please check it out. I spent, you know, like 100 hours doing claymation. So.
Yeah, I saw. Is that really long process? Like every day takes you tons of time or what?
Yes, it takes forever. It's really frustrating.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you.
All right, Jimmy.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. If you want to play live in the Devil's Lair, hit the website maxincradio.com. Get a hold of Rocker and we'll hook you up with... live music on the radio is a wonderful thing. Stick around. Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker is coming up next. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Great.